This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, January 24th. God's word to you today is, "But why?" Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 103, verse 2 to 4, and it says, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies." The Bible tells us that Paul had a thorn in his flesh. Some theologians have argued that it was, in fact, a sickness, while other theologians have argued against that school of thought. But whatever it was, Paul was clear about some things. Firstly, it was the messenger of Satan. Secondly, it buffeted, troubled him, either emotionally or physically. Thirdly, he prayed not once, not twice, but thrice that God should take it away. Each time Paul prayed for healing, God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness." This can be found in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 to 10. This is spiritual A-levels. Can you handle it? Sometimes, God can give you a limp just to consistently remind you that you are human, particularly for people that are overtly, out of the ordinarily anointed. For such people, God gives them a limp so that they can remember that they are human, mere dust. This does not mean you should run from the anointing, because you will be anointed in Jesus' name. Say amen. So except you believe that God has told you that he is not going to heal you, even in such cases, my advice would be that you speak with your pastor so that you are not believing and embracing a lie. In any case, your position should be that God wants to heal you. Hold on to it, and he will heal you. We will be examining three cases recorded in the Gospels, the New Testament, when someone was not healed, and what we can learn from each one. First scenario, Mark 1:34, which says, "So Jesus healed many people who were sick with various," and it goes on. I checked different translations, and in every single one recorded, it was written as "many." This is why I love the Bible. God always records things as they are. When Jesus healed all, the Bible says Jesus healed them all. When he healed a few, the Bible says Jesus healed a few. Why did Jesus heal many and not all? Possibly because of some of the reasons highlighted in yesterday's devotional. The second scenario. This can be found in Mark 9, verses 17 to 18. Please read. This is another instance where someone was prayed for but did not get healed. The learning points for us from this scenario are, sometimes it is a capacity-related problem. This is why we fast and pray. Fasting does not change God. Fasting changes us and helps us build capacity for all that God is releasing to us. Secondly, some things are not just trivial. There is a requisite price that has to be paid, and until that happens, it would not budge. Let us pray. Jesus, my soul blesses you, who forgives all sins, heals my diseases, redeems my life from destruction, and crowns me with his loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.